1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on former President Donald Trump whether he should be allowed absolute immunity from prosecution in the election interference case stemming from the January 6th Capitol riot.
Even though a lower court was unanimous in deciding Donald Trump did not have absolute immunity from prosecution in the election interference case, the Supreme Court has agreed to review the decision. They'll hold oral arguments at the end of April. That's more than a month later than his original court date, which means his trial could be pushed into midsummer or even the fall without a decision before the next election.
ABC's Andy Field. An Illinois judge ruling that Trump's name should be removed from the GOP primary because of his role on January 6th. President Biden traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border today. He will be in Brownsville, Texas. Donald Trump also at the border in Eagle Pass, Texas. President Biden's doctor saying after his physical, he's a healthy, active, robust 81-year-old whose doctors don't think he needs a cognitive exam. This is ABC News. Due in court today in Siberia, the Russian-American ballerina arrested for making a donation to a Ukrainian charity of about $50. That got her a charge of treason in Russia. Thousands of young doctors in South Korea on strike for a week and a half, now facing a critical deadline today. South Korea's government says they have to get back to work or risk losing their licenses. The doctors protesting government plans they say will leave some fields like emergency medicine still chronically understaffed. Fast food chain Wendy's now saying all that talk about surge pricing at its restaurants was wrong. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
Wendy's is trying to clarify its plan to test so-called dynamic pricing, where customers could see menu prices change during the day based on demand or a restaurant's location. Wendy's now insists that any shift in pricing would be to offer discounts during slower times of the day.
Wendy's has said it would test out the idea next year. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking about problems in the community is the first step for the Green Bay-based We All Rise African American Resource Center. But talking has to lead to helping. Executive Director Robin Scott.
They're in need of skill building, education, introduction to the workforce, and support along the way. We don't heal in silos.
Scott says since the nonprofit started a few years ago, more than 2,000 people have used the center to change their lives.
As a community, when we're all thinking about, you know, being the best version of ourselves, we have to ensure that we're being real. And I feel like when you have nonprofits in your community, that organizations that are on the ground and doing the work and they're willing to acknowledge exactly what's going on, that's a sign of a future of a healthy city.
Learn more about this important resource at weallriseaarc.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw a dramatic change in temperature from Tuesday night to Wednesday morning, breaking records in some parts of the state. In Madison, temperatures dropped from 70 degrees Tuesday to just 11 degrees Wednesday morning, a 59-degree swing. That's the biggest shift in the city's history. In Milwaukee, highs of 74 Tuesday were followed by lows of 16 Wednesday, a 58-degree change. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support healthcare access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Governor Evers signed the bill Wednesday with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care services to mental health care. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Brewers lose to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on seeing Craig Counsell in a Cubs uniform for the first time.
It's weird seeing him in those colors, but you know, that's what reality is right now. Move on. But yeah, every time we see each other, we exchange pleasantries, but we're both worried about getting our club ready to play the regular season.
NBA, the Bucks are in Charlotte against the Hornets. Milwaukee looking to make it 4-0 since the All-Star break. College hoops, Marquette trounced Providence 91-69. But one of the Golden Eagles' best players, Tyler Kolek, had to leave the game. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Tyler, don't know exactly the extent of his injury, but he went out there. You guys saw he wasn't able to stay in the game, so he's getting checked out right now.
It's an oblique injury for Tyler?
Looks like it. Something in that area.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head into the weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 35. Our wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 today. Clear tonight, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 50. By Saturday, 58. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Thursday on Matt Nair on Air, the IVF ban in Alabama. How will that affect us here in Wisconsin? Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for public service announcement. Join us.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Look at those temperatures.
I know.
7 degrees in Green Bay, 10 in Appleton, 12 in Oshkosh. My old hometown, way down old back, Grand Blanc, Michigan, got hit with a bad tornado yesterday.
Called Grand Blanc?
It's called Grand Blanc down
there.
No,
that's weird.
On the national news, they called it LeBlanc. But it's Grand Blanc. Down there, they just call it Grand Blanc.
It's almost like, see, I would interpret blank to be something like,
B-L-A-N, yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Like it's
B-L-A-N-C.
It's so bad we just call it Grand Blanc.
Yeah, but down there they just call it Grand Blanc.
All right. Okay.
They lost the little French twist to it. Grand Blanc. Wouldn't that sound so much cooler? Where'd you live in Michigan? Grand Blanc.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Hey, do you like my sweatshirt?
I noticed it. Very tight, but what?
What? Is it?
No, I think it looks great.
Okay.
I like it.
Is it too tight?
No.
It looks good.
Because I was wondering that too, and I thought, I knew you'd point that out.
Well, I would, but that I just can't see that.
That's
I
cool,
like
right?
it.
Which
so
is cool.
I got the idea.
Hagemeister Park, yep.
Corey gave this to me the other night when I was at Hagemeister's, okay? And when I was watching Curse of Oak Island the other night, I told you the guy where every show he wears something UP-related. Remember, because
yes.
he's from
yep,
the UP,
yep,
he's
yep.
from Kingsford, that whole thing. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to do that. And like Dr. Kristen gave me that cool Masabi
yes.
sweatshirt the other day. So mm-hmm. if people give me stuff like this, I'll wear it.
Okay, that's...
Is it too tight?
No, it's all right, John. But because you were sick, right? It fits better than it would
okay,
have
I want,
last
I want,
week.
I want both of you guys. I want both your opinions. Okay, so I was miserable for 2.5 days, right?
Yeah.
Gastritis. Okay.
No sleep.
No sleep. Couldn't eat anything.
Right.
All right. Feel good, not like broke yesterday, okay? It's like, I would do that. I would put up with that. Let's say once every 6 weeks.
I know where you're going.
Because I got on the scale this morning. And I know you can say it's water weight. I don't care.
It's weight.
To look at that scale and say, oh, I lost 3 pounds. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like from that one movie I really like that I lose my man card for, The Devil Wears Prada. When she goes, hey, you look really thin. He goes, yeah, I'm only one bout of the stomach flu away from being at my ideal weight. And I felt the same way. It's like, yes! I'll deal with this. I'll take this.
Yeah.
Yes. So anyway, but you know what I always think of? Your doctor gave you some advice or gave you a little thing that has stuck with me.
Yeah.
Because we're also, I got to lose 20 pounds. I got to lose 18 pounds. I got to lose. And what he told you was, when you said you wanted to lose 20 pounds, what did he tell you?
Just, it's 1 pound at a time. And
1 pound 20 times.
I mean, yep.
And that is a great way of looking at it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, you're kind of describing, I only lost 2 pounds.
Right.
No.
He, like, my last time I saw him, I see him pretty often, but he's like, you know, you lose a little bit of weight. He really celebrates that. You can tell he's an encouraging,
but
proactive.
I love that idea. Yeah. Lose 1 pound 20 times.
Yeah. And that's good. So you're 3.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to catch gastritis once a month and see what happens.
I think he might give you some different advice than that, but that's he'll celebrate the 3-pound loss.
Hey,
but
is that jar of raw honey that we had here, is that still here?
Not sure.
No, yeah, I think it is. Take it. Somebody put it in the cupboard. Why? Yeah.
Because
you don't want that. That's a lot of sugar.
No, but I'm trying to. Okay. So one of the things, everything I read, because I'm a health nut when it comes to reading about stuff. Okay.
Well,
I can tell you everything you I should do.
Okay. Reading about it. But,
yes.
Okay.
Do I do it? No.
Okay.
It's like when I used to subscribe to Runner's World. Same type of thing. And, but anyway, so I'm everything I read with my high blood pressure, which is really high and whatever, and my stomach issues from, you know, whatever.
Jeez.
Listen to me.
Yeah, I know.
Oatmeal. It keeps, everything you read keeps coming back to oatmeal, how good it is for you in so many ways. So I tried to eat my oatmeal yesterday. It reminds me of eating shredded wheat when you're a kid. You know, when dad likes shredded wheat because he likes it, and that's the only, you go to the cupboard and the Cheerios are gone and the cornflakes are gone and the Wheaties are gone and you're left with shredded wheat.
But what did they do to all those products to increase sales? And what did they do?
Sugar.
They added sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Frosted.
Yep.
And with oatmeal, you can buy those little packs.
But, and that's what I mean. So with regular oatmeal, I feel like I have to put so much stuff on it that's not good for you that it takes away the good aspect.
Yeah.
But if you buy those little packs, I don't know. I don't really eat those, but we have them. And it's all in there. Like there's like chips of like apple or banana. And I think there's probably sugar in there. Maybe try that.
I know.
Because I think that's still better than that. Didn't you have a brat in the middle of the night or something? I mean,
So, Todd, get this.
It's just better. It's just better than that. Maybe not be perfect. But.
So, okay. So, I literally didn't eat for 2 days. I mean, you guys saw me. I didn't. Couldn't eat. My stomach was just ridiculous. And so, anyway, slept almost all day yesterday because I hadn't slept in 2 nights. And it's a little something outside my door. He said, hey, I'm gonna bring you some food. Okay. I said, well, that's all I'm eating is oatmeal and things like this. Oh, I'm going to bring you something else. So it's like I woke up and go to the door, and there's this great little Tupperware thing, okay? And it had broke, like, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I feel better. I can just tell I feel better. And I actually feel hungry. I open it up, and there's one of my favorite things in the world. Those little, have you ever had those? Everybody's had them, I'm sure. Those little, what would you call it? It's a piece of pickle and a piece of ham.
Sour cream.
And like, oh, it's sour cream?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had those?
Yeah.
I love those things.
Rolled up.
And it's like, ah!
So I brought him some of those, and
I went insane in those things. And then
at
it was
2
like,
in the morning.
Then it was like, last night, it was literally right around, I just finished reading this book, and it was 10 to 12. I thought, man, I hope I can sleep. No, I hope I, and I wanted to stay up as late as I could to, you know, because then you don't toss and turn or anything. And I was like, I'm kind of hungry. And I could not stay away from that brat. And it's like, here, I've just had this bad stomach issue, but here's this brat. It was really good.
Yeah, good.
And I ate that. Although, you know what I did? Which I probably should not have done. What did I do?
Put mayo on it or something? What?
I ate it cold.
Yeah, you always eat.
I know.
You do.
Todd does too,
I do too, though. Yeah. Leftovers, I like them cold.
I do too.
It's just. You just don't want it. You don't. Yeah, no.
I don't.
Well, I'm glad that.
Yeah.
And you slept all right.
Yeah, I slept
great.
Okay,
well, that's good.
You know what I don't like is pizza warmed up in a microwave.
That's true.
I don't like that at all. So I'll take cold pizza over that.
Or just put the frying pan on and just heat it up in a frying pan.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that.
I agree with it's not soggy. Like,
it's just to make it so soggy.
No, that's.
So no matter how good of a crust is of a pizza, if you put it in the microwave, you lose all that.
I agree. I don't like pizza in the microwave.
You put pizza in a frying pan?
Yeah.
Todd, you ever do that?
No.
Yeah.
Do you actually fry it? Or do you just
heat it from the bottom?
Yeah, heat it from the bottom.
Yeah.
Huh. Do you put butter down and stuff?
No. Nope. Maybe a little olive oil. A very little. But yeah, that's what I do. I'm not going to heat up the whole oven and stuff.
Never thought of that. But. Never even had. Well, you got a pizza oven, though, don't you?
No. Uh-uh.
How do you cook your pizzas? Just in the oven?
Yeah, but we talked one time about, first of all, turn your oven up as high as it goes. You know, what does your oven go to? 500?
I have no idea. I've never used it.
That's
I've never used an oven.
I guess if you eat your food cold.
Is that something? I've never used an oven.
Yeah. Okay, just
does John's gastritis have anything to do with the dollar store tuna or salmon?
Yes.
Sue.
Yes. Like Sue the store or Sue. All right.
Did you see where one of those kinds of stores, I won't even mention the name, where they got like something was there. I don't know if it was their seafood or something. They got sued big time for like millions and they had to all get recalled and everything.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm sure it was.
It wasn't the Dollar Tree. It was one of those other ones.
Oh, like I don't. What know. Is it? Dollar Wood? What do they compete with? Dollar Tree and there's some.
Hey,
other...
I'm loyal to my Dollar Tree.
Yeah,
I don't go to the other ones. Family Dollar and stuff like that.
But that's what
I stay loyal to mine.
Yeah, that's, yeah, they're great stores.
It is. I'll tell you what it's great for. Sent my granddaughter's bunch of Valentine's Day stuff.
Well, that's different.
Perfect place to go for stuff like that.
Yes,
it really and truly is.
Cards, toys.
Oh. That... Okay, so speaking of which,
but not. Something you put in your body.
So I didn't get their Valentine's cards from there. I'd stopped at a regular place because I was looking for a certain type of candy. You know how much a card was?
I know, right? They're so expensive.
When did cards become $4?
It's crazy.
It was like $16 for four little kids' Valentine's Day cards.
I know.
We're talking sometimes about the price of things.
Yeah.
How did that quietly go up about 400%?
Right. Cards are expensive.
A Valentine's Day card, $4.
Yeah. And you know you're gonna buy them. So when, like at CVS or something, you'll get a coupon, and it'd be like $3 off Hallmark. You just whether you need it then or not. I mean, you buy sympathy cards. You buy, you know what I mean? You buy Valentine's. Buy that stuff ahead of time.
Yeah, I know.
You go the day of. It's crazy.
Oh my Lord! I thought okay, they're bucking
16
half a
bucks.
Piece.
Right. Now I believe
16. No, $12. I'm sorry, because I bought three of them. They're $4 each. Yeah. So it's $12 and something for three little kid Valentine's Day cards. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
Yeah. Well, you haven't bought cards in a while, but they've been creeping up. Cards are expensive. Yeah.
So those kind of things are great for Dollar Trees.
Yes. Although.
Oh, here we go. Todd, I know why his daughter's all moved. You know what I mean?
You think?
And Donna's the only one that goes and gets invited to go and visit him.
You think?
Because it's always a, Dad, I got 100% of my calculus test. Yeah, but. Yeah.
No, it's always, that's great.
But. Yes.
I know sometimes they think I'm going to find something wrong in heaven. I just did. Yeah. But what I like about that statement is they're making the assumption I'm going to go there. So that makes me happy.
We got a message on Facebook from Nicholas who says, air fryers are perfect for leftover pizza.
There you go.
I bet that would work.
I have an air fryer. Yes. I just,
you know, I've got one,
but microwave.
I've got one at home. I'm going to bring it. Bring it here.
What do you mean you're going to bring it here?
I've got it at Manitowoc.
Oh, you're going to bring it to your apartment. Yeah. I think you're going to put it like in the studio.
Two things I'm going to do this summer. I'm doing that. I'm going to air fry. What else can you cook in that? A lot of stuff, I think.
Oh, you can do a lot of stuff.
Can you cook like
fish? Fish is great in an air fryer.
Can you make French fries that are good for you then in air fryer?
They're better for you.
They're better for you. Yeah, good and better are two different things.
When I had those sweet potato fries at that thing that night we went to, it's like I need to learn how to make sweet potato fries.
And those are better for you, too.
Because sweet potatoes are actually really good for you. Potatoes are not good for you. I mean, they're good for you in a certain way, but they're so loaded with carbs.
Yeah.
But can you make sweet potato fries?
Yes.
Another thing I'm going to do, I'm going to use my dehumidifier, and I'm going to make jerky. Because jerky is
not
crazy
a dehumidifier,
expensive.
John.
What is it again?
Todd, what is that thing called? It's not a dehumidifier. That's what gets moisture in your room. We'll research that, and then we'll come back with the answer.
Because
we are on top of our game.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They're expensive it is, and that's good for you.
Dehydrator.
That's what it is. All right.
Dehydrator.
All right. Now we can go to break.
All righty. Here we got a big show.
This is
a lot of folks
today.
Coming on today, folks. Stay with us. Mind in the Mirror. Back after this. You're waiting here. One good reason.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you only have a 401k, you're not getting the most for retirement.
Wait, what?
Add a Robinhood IRA on top, then they'll boost it by 3%.
You can do that?
And if you transfer in any retirement account, you get 3% on top of that.
Is there a limit to the match?
No limit. Robinhood Gold gets you the biggest contribution match of any IRA on the market. Sign up for Robinhood Gold at Robinhood.com/boost by April 30th. Subscription fees apply.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires gold for 1 year from first match. Must keep IRA for 5 years. Match on transfers subject to additional terms and conditions. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
That's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
We're good. This is it. You know what's funny?
Oh, you're looking over here. I'm thinking, oh my God, he's going to sing.
No, it's right for the hook.
So I was, yeah, okay.
No, you know what's funny?
I'll give you the hook.
When I was cutting my teeth in the TV business, it kind of was in the era of sports videos. So it was at that point where if you did a story, a feature story on somebody, you found some song, some top 40 song, and you put it to video. And that was like the big thing in the early to mid 80s. So every song that I hear, I can remember back how I used that in a story at one time. And it was about this girl that was going to the Olympics, trying out for the Olympics and type thing. So like when I hear that, this is it.
Mate. What was she doing?
She's a gymnast.
And she made it to the Olympics?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
And I can, but it's just funny. It's like, boy, in those days, every song you would find a way to use it in a, you would hear the song and think, how can I use this?
Yeah.
Those are always the big ones all the time. I got this one. The Steel Wheel Saloon in Namer air fries the food they serve. Where's Namer? Namer. The Steel Wheel in Namer. I don't know where Namer is. They air fried all the food they serve.
It looks like it's out near Brussels.
Ah!
Where's Brussels?
Door County?
Where's Brussels? Isn't your father the priest there? Isn't your brother the priest there in Brussels?
He used to be in Door County. Now he's in.
But he was in Brussels, wasn't he?
No.
Well, really, I thought he was.
Sturgeon Bay. They give them those smaller. Maybe there's a small
little sturgeon?
Corpus Christi in Sturgeon Bay.
Ah, okay.
So,
but anyway, so I'm going to go big with my air fryer.
I think that's a good idea. You know that?
I think that'd be good.
And I think you try some.
I'll bring it in here. Hey, how about
don't bring it in here. No, it's going to stink. No, I don't want that.
It'll smell good. Sweet potatoes?
Oh, and then we're going to get.
I think you want to boil them for just a bit or maybe. Oven, just to soften them up before you put them in there, because otherwise it'll take
a while. I believe that. Will you cut them up for me? Do you get like, I can see
I'll
you
buy
having...
them. I'll make, but here's the deal, Johnny.
I can see you having one of those little things where it's just, you do it and everything's cut up on one. Do you have one of those instead of taking a paring knife and cutting your finger?
I got
a feeling you've got every kitchen utensil that a person needs.
I'll tell you what people need in their kitchen are good knives.
Yes.
And that we order them, they got my name on.
They got your name on. What do you mean?
They're engraved.
Your steak knives or your what? Your
the knives.
Your cutlery?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You ordered them special with your name on them.
Donna did for me.
You're big time.
But you want good knives. So yeah, no, I'm happy to cut that up.
You know
but
what?
Here's the deal. What are you gonna dip those in? You're not just gonna that's where the calories come, John. Of course, who am I to
I don't think you need to really dip sweet potato fries into anything. Do
okay,
you?
Just
what could you do that would be good for you with sweet potato fry?
Yeah,
because sour cream is a regular sweet potato, or I mean a regular baked potato. Yeah, I don't know. That's actually a good question.
Todd, what would you dip the...
Poor Todd. We act like he's the expert every time we have a question. But Todd!
If we do sweet potatoes in...
Sweet potato fries
in the...
And we do in the fryer.
Air fryer, right.
So they're healthy.
Do we need to... If we want to dip them in something, what can we dip them in that's healthy?
Still healthy.
Well, they always say
it's
that
not
you can
mayonnaise.
No, and it's probably not sour cream unless you get like a fat-free or something like that, right?
Yeah. Mm.
I've found if you get like a really good thick yogurt and you put some flavorings in there, like I like mine a little spicy, so I might put a little chipotle.
I can do that. I have all that. I can do that. Ooh. Okay, that's what we'll do.
Right?
We're gonna do
or sriracha, a little sriracha in there with that.
With yogurt, I never thought of that. I like that idea a lot.
All right, that's what we're doing.
Okay,
we will try that, and
I'm excited.
Okay.
I'm bringing it in.
You're going to bring in the air fryer.
Yes.
I'll get the sweet potatoes.
We're doing sweet potato fries.
Got a couple of more texts. No need to boil them or anything. Just throw them in. Turns out great.
Okay.
Okay. And another one, season well.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to have a dip.
Ah. Okay.
Okay. That's a good idea, too.
Although it just almost feels natural if you got a fry that you're going to dip it into something. But I like Todd's idea of the yogurt. What's Chipotle? What is that? Is that what he said to put in it?
No, he the hot stuff he wanted. He liked it spicy. What did he say?
I don't know. That's what I mean. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I'd like that too. All right. We got to do this. I'm excited now.
You can tell you're back.
This is my year of healthy. Because okay. I think that's why I had that my gastritis. I think it was from not eating healthy.
Yeah.
I really do. So now, look out. Now look out.
It's a new day.
It's a brand new day.
And it's...
It's a brand new me.
And it's the 29th of February, a day that comes once every 4 years. I hope there's not a connection there. That
what do you mean? Once every 4 years?
You have this enthusiasm, vision, renewal of life.
That's actually a really good point. Because this second one might be too late.
Todd, I was just saying that John's come to this eureka moment and, I'm going to do this. It's a new day. It's healthy food. It's this and that. And I said, well, let's also remember it's February 29th. It happens once every 4 years this happens. Well,
listen, it's not like we're known for saying we're going to do something and then not follow through.
No, not
us. No.
Not us. No. Hey, Daryl Burnett is here. Daryl, can you come in early? I want to talk to you about something else. Would you mind coming in right now?
Yeah, swing on in. He wants to talk to you. Yeah. Just so you know, coming up in just a bit, Alex and Marvin Falish are coming in from Noble Roots Brewing Company. Man,
we got a big day talking about beer because we got Daryl Burnett here. It's going to be with Justin Nitt talking about the Craft Beer Invitational. But first, Daryl, what I want to talk to you about is Cherry Star. You knew Cherry Star when you were doing sports here in the area. And I only met her once in my life, you know, sort of brief little thing. But you knew her fairly well, didn't you?
For 43 years.
Wow.
Almost half of her 89 years.
Wow.
In fact, I just wrote a piece that's going out in our gallery, Times, on Friday,
Auto
tomorrow.
Gallery.
Right. And I put in there that this is one star that shines brighter than anyone in the sky. And that really sums up what the lady was like. The last time I saw her was the day that they dedicated the Bart Starr Memorial Bridge.
Okay.
Which I know you guys are working on improving.
Yes.
But I
it needs some improvement?
It does.
Okay.
It does. But it was a very tender moment because I arranged for a special private time with Cherry, Shannon, and Jenny, her granddaughters, to be with Bart's Super Bowl I MVP Corvette. And as I put in the piece tomorrow, John and Jim, watching her eyes go up and down that car, I could only think she is experiencing something none of us in life will ever experience, the memories she had with Bart. And it was a great moment and something I'll cherish the rest of my life.
You know, something that, I forget who it was that told me this, but she was like the spitfire of the family.
She was.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't know this part of the story, but being drafted last in the 17th round back in the day, Bart had no one to really help him during the summer. Cherry would catch his passes as he was preparing to come to camp with the Green Bay Packers. And then we see what unfolded in their lives. So we understand how tight they were. Mm-hmm. She was fiercely loyal, fiercely dedicated to this community, but most of all, fiercely protective and dedicated to her family.
Do you think she held anything against Green Bay with the way it ended for Bart?
I don't think that was part of her personality. Okay. I think early on, in fact, I actually, I think, did the only one-on-one special with Bart after he was let go. And I remember being at their home to do that. And even then, they couldn't bring themselves to hold anything against the community. He was deeply, deeply touched by it and hurt. But I think they bounced back, and she really exemplified that.
Wow, great stuff. Daryl Burnett is joining us. This is great. We got a lot of stuff going on today. Mind on the Mayor, just getting started. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Matt Nair on air. Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
It's a reality for some people that the only animal they've ever come into contact with is their pet. That was the case for a young woman from Wisconsin suburbs who now owns a national sheep shearing business. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Brianna Bateman had not had a farm animal interaction until her 20s, but she grew to love agriculture and cute animals while at UW-Madison. That drove her to start River Song Shearing. But here's the catch. She and her partner had no shearing experience.
We were just pretty much working on a wing and a prayer when we went on Facebook and we went on the sheep and alpaca shearing pages and we just posted, we're coming to Florida. We are beginners and we want to learn. And if you need us to shear for you, let us know. We're charging barely anything right now because we don't know what we're doing, but we do need to charge a little bit because we just spent all of our money on equipment. And a bunch of people were really excited to have us, specifically because they'd been having so much trouble finding shearers.
Brianna Bateman says today, Riversong Shearing is growing its team. They serve more than 400 clients across 13 states. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
This week, UW River Falls made cheddar for the first time in its new dairy plant on campus. The new Dairy Center of Excellence will make cheese and ice cream. It'll also serve as a site to train students and dairy industry employees. The plant will also experiment with different varieties of cheese and ice cream. Speaking of ice cream, if one of your favorite toppings is maple syrup, well, our maple syrup producers are hoping for a forecast that includes snow. That's right. Jesse Wagner with In the Woods Sugar Bush in Manitowoc is hoping for snowfall in March. Snow helps keep the average temperature down and insulates the ground so that the frost doesn't come out too quickly. This helps prolong the sap collection season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
We are going to warm things up rather quickly as we head into the weekend. Today, it'll be mostly sunny with a high right around 35. Our wind out of the southwest at 10 to 20 today. Clear tonight, 31. Tomorrow, sunshine 50. By Saturday, 58. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook.
Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 6:34 this morning. Cold one out there, 7 degrees in Green Bay. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration, 24/7 emergency services for its clients. It provides a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, water damage, fire damage, mold, hail damage, biohazard cleanups. They can do it all. Give them a call, 920-MIDWEST, mwrestoration.com. They are awesome. 24/7, they are available. Jim?
Speaking of awesome, these next guests, you guys check all the boxes for me. You're entrepreneurs. I was there at your ribbon cutting, which was great. You've been successful.
Absolutely.
In the process of. It's a father-son. Which is, or I don't know if it's son, father, or father, son. I don't know.
we'll say father, son.
Okay, all right. These two guys are from Noble Roots Brewing Company, and you know,
well, let's let them introduce themselves, fellas.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. My name's Alex Fallish. I'm the head brewer, finance guy, co-janitor.
We all are.
I'm Marvin Fallish. I'm kind of tap room operations, some outdoor sales, also. Part-time janitor.
There you go.
Must be a lot of cleaning up, too. They need two janitors, huh?
Yep. Well,
most entrepreneurs are part-time janitors. You guys are located on University Avenue. Can't miss it. Right by kind of Schmidt Park.
Yep. Right at the entrance to Schmidt Park.
Right. And you're, there's always cars in your parking lot, which is cool, but you can also park on the street when you have a little, yep. I mean, the city was good about that. Remember that? We talked about that.
100%.
Anyway, what do you got going on?
Don't break your arm, pat yourself in the back, Jim.
I love what you guys are doing, and the beer that you have there, the different taste, and they actually brought some stuff in this morning. I don't know. It's might be a little early for me, not for John, but thanks for bringing
this in.
Well,
you know why? It's coffee-flavored beer. It's tremendous.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it. It's a new brand.
Yeah, so, you know, we have our 7th anniversary party coming up this Saturday from 2 to 9 at our tap room on University Avenue. We have two new beers coming out. So the first one, the coffee blonde that Mino's tasting right now, is it's a pretty easy drinking blonde ale. And then we used a ton of coffee from Coffee Wizards in Alloway. Some of it went right into the fermenter, and then we cold brewed a batch as well and added that in right before we canned and kegged it. Easy drinking. It's a Guatemalan roast that we got from them, and they're awesome to work with.
Now, we got to back up here. Let's, you know, I mean, things are going great now.
Yeah.
Tell us how you guys got there from day one, where you guys were sitting together, and it's like, hey, Dad, I got an idea. Or Dad said, hey, son, I got an idea. Where did that begin? Because this is the number one thing we like to talk about with our small businesses or local businesses. The number one thing we really like to pump is grassroots type of businesses. So tell us how you got from there to here.
Okay. So I'll kind of go with that. We, back in 2007, my oldest son Tyler was studying in the Netherlands, and we did a family trip, went to a bunch, you know, four or five different countries, had our first taste of what really craft beer was in the old breweries in Europe. Had a lot of fun. We came back and just decided to homebrew. And I think that's how a lot of breweries start. Started on the kitchen stove, you know, kind of had some accidents on a kitchen stove, got kicked to the garage. And then from the garage, we were able to kind of, we joined the Green Bay Rackers, the local homebrew club, and got to pour at events and got better and better. And then one day sitting around a pool talking with, you know, our wives, and I have three other children, a son, Tyler, and a daughter, Katie and Megan, that are, you know, part of the company. We decided, hey, let's open a brewery.
Wow.
You know?
Wow. Was it all like learning on your own pretty much? You know, you get advice from other people and like that club and everything, but otherwise, was it just trial and error?
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, from a brewing standpoint, I did not study brewing. I studied abroad in Germany, and I, you know, in theory studied beer, but that's not what I was actually there for. I just studied a lot on a personal level.
The creation.
Exactly.
John studied that in college too, but yeah, it's, you guys, how is that going with, I mean, you're over the hurdle, right? 6 years. I mean, you guys are obviously doing well. We're going to talk about an expansion that you're doing, but, tell me just a little, just comment on the family dynamics. Sometimes that can be a little bit challenging.
Yeah. You know, it's, people a lot of times say don't start a business with family, but and I can understand that. But there's also a lot of positives. You know, for the two of us especially, we know what it takes to make the business succeed, and we're both equally motivated to get it there. And then we also can rely on my mom, my wife, my sisters, all of my siblings to pitch in when we need help.
Right.
And by the way, Todd, your review on this?
Woohoo.
This is good stuff. Yeah. I know. It's fantastic. Go ahead, Jim.
All right. So we're celebrating 6 years?
7 years.
7 years. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, 7 years. And what's all going on there? And then I want to talk about your next deal.
Yes, absolutely. I will say this. You know, Jim teaches classes on how to do it. And so this is his wheelhouse right here, because he always likes to study the successful ones and the unsuccessful ones, what somebody did right or what somebody did wrong.
Yeah. When you said, Alex, some people say never start a business with family. I might be that professor. I never is a long time, but I'm just saying, just be aware of the dynamics.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did that, and sometimes it's a little quiet at Christmas because, but if it works, it's great.
Yeah,
and yours is working, and that makes it all that much greater. But so what's going on to celebrate the 7 years? And you're to be commended, celebration or not. 7 years, I mean, you're out of the woods. That first year you burned through the capital that you raised. And then you guys got through COVID, too. I'll give you a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I mean, COVID was a challenging time. And, we were definitely very cautious during that time frame. But we have a huge supportive customer base.
Oh, yeah,
so for the months where we, sold through our garage door to go beer only, so growler fills, whatever small amount of packaged beer, every time we came out with something new, there's a line through the parking lot, and it was frequently gone in 30 minutes.
Is it basically word of mouth at the time?
At social media.
Yeah.
Yeah. Word of mouth and social media is really what we rely on.
And who comes up with the new recipes? You guys are good at introducing new products, and they tell you, 15% of your sales should be new products. Mm-hmm. And who comes up with that?
Go ahead.
So a lot of times it's, we'll talk something we might have tried somewhere. My son or someone in the family say, hey, I've tried this beer somewhere or this style. So then we kind of talk it back and forth. And we do a lot of times before we come out with a new beer, we do what we call a garage series. And that kind of falls back to years back. We used to brew beer in the garage. So we would actually brew a small batch and open the garage door. And all of a sudden friends and cars would pull up and come in the garage and taste them. And we, it's kind of like a small pilot batch. So a lot of our new beers are done that way. Alex creates them now. We kind of brainstorm on what we want to taste, what we want it to look like, and that's how most of the new ones come up.
I love it.
We call that market research. and businesses get so excited, they miss that step. And that's a critical step, and you've got to really be willing to listen. Sometimes you're almost better off having somebody else listen to your customers because you don't want to hear this is going to be the next, best thing, and that's cool how you do that. I'm going to share that Monday with my class. I mean, you call it a garage testing?
A garage series.
It's paying homage to our home brewing roots. And I think we've done, in 7 years, 130 different batches through that. And some of them are...
That's awesome.
Hey, like, actually, this... Runic Reanimator, our coffee blonde, was garage series number 128, I believe.
So 128 different types of beer you guys have made?
There are a couple repeats in there.
That's incredible.
But, that's just the garage series. We have another, 40 between core beers and seasonals.
Wow. Do you grow your own hops?
Yeah, a little bit. We have a little bit in my parents' backyard that we probably planted 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
And then once a year we do a beer called So Fresh, So Green. It's a fresh hopped IPA. So we utilize those hops and then we actually open it up to the public that they can bring in their fresh picked hops in exchange for some beer tokens. And then we brew that batch of beer, can it up, distribute it a little bit, and it's really fun.
Do you grow them alongside your house?
Yeah.
Or your garage? Do you guys do that?
Mm-hmm.
So just for anybody who's thinking about growing hops, they're weeds, and they will grow wherever they want and go wherever they want.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. How many hops, as we were talking yesterday about, I heard somewhere where it takes 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of actual syrup. How is it with hops, like a bushel of hops or something? How much does that make? How much do you need?
It depends on the form. So, for the vast majority of our beers, we're using pellet hops. So they've been processed. Some of the green matter has been removed. But then a beer like Fleeting Glory, which is a hazy IPA, uses a metric crap ton of hops. Excuse my language. I think in a 300-ish gallon batch, we use 50 pounds of hops. So it's just a ton, which is a real mess.
Wow. See, so we're talking with Marvin and Alex Falish. These guys, you know where their place is located, 2790 University Avenue, Noble Roots Brewing Company. Celebrating 7 years, which, again, you to be commended for that, and especially getting through COVID. I just want to give you guys 2 stars for that.
Only two?
Two out of one.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say you get a gold star. I'm giving them a double gold star.
Okay. All right.
Now I lost my train of thought. I want you to talk about
your... I mean, it's like 5 stars. Then you go to...
Okay, six
I like
stars.
Your hotel. I'm going to give you 2 stars.
11 stars. Okay,
it's a great
sorry.
Restaurant.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 2 stars.
I don't
great show, you guys. 2 stars.
Back to the celebration. You're introducing 2 beers.
Yeah. So the Runic Reanimator and then Fleeting Glory is our hazy IPA series. So I believe this is the third different variant we've done. So this one highlights Citra hops, Citra, Cascade, and Mosaic hops. And the idea behind it is hazy IPAs don't last very long. They're meant to be drank pretty quickly after packaging. So on each of the cans, we have photos of family members from their prime sports days. So on this one, we've got myself playing, 5-year-old soccer, and then my older brother Tyler playing middle school football. So really, our glory days of sports.
That'd be because Jim, do you have a picture of you as a freshman wrestler before you got kicked off the team? Do you have a picture?
Right.
What? I'm sorry.
Oh,
no.
Man.
Okay. No. All right.
So on top of those two beers,
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I know you've only really met these guys today, but if you had to create a beer for Mino and the Mayor, what kind of flavorings would you throw into that?
Ooh, that's tough. When I do that kind of process, I want to talk through what they normally drink. Maybe Mino's salty a little bit, and I need.
Well, I just didn't think you wanted the BS in there. It wouldn't taste that good.
No.
Okay, right. We BS for a living, so I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. You have to get that smell out of it, but.
Okay.
And the way you come up with your things, you were saying, Marvin, that just a little research, travel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's when you become a brewer or start owning a brewery. Every time you go somewhere, your vacation or your trip is planned around what breweries are there that you want to try. And even if not, it's kind of like the person that loves cheese, and anytime they see the cheese factory,
right,
they pull
you
in.
Jump in.
But
right.
when you own a brewery, any brewery you go by, it's like, oh, let's go stop there and have a beer and see what
that's
they,
what awesome.
They make.
How popular has, I mean, like I said, the UP right now has 2 thriving industries. One is cannabis, the other is breweries. How popular has this become over the last 5 or 10 years?
You know, it's super popular, and the way that the industry has gone is more towards local tap rooms, which is why we started our business the way we did. We effectively reside within a neighborhood. It's kind of back to the pre-prohibition days where you got your beer from the brewery that was a mile away.
Right.
Obviously we've grown past that, but that concept still is front of mind for us, where we focus on our local area and produce beer for the people near us.
Okay, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about, because so many people do this. Like I said, I got a great friend, Ted Stefaniak, who, you know, he makes some great beer, and it's all just for friends and family and everything like that. How do you get from, 100 people that do that and hand it out versus you guys who have made a thriving business out of that? What's that step? What are the hoops you have to jump through from there to there? Because I think this is a fascinating thing. Like Jim and I always talk about, Jim is an advocate for young businesses or startup businesses and all the pitfalls, that can befall you. And what did you say, Jim? Is it 2 out of 10 that survive or something?
Oh, yeah, John. It depends a little bit on the industry, but I bet your industry is got a failure rate too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's what I mean. So I want to talk about that just to give some encouragement for other people. On the way out, how about a little Hank Williams along with Hank Williams Jr., a little tear in my beer. Mino and the Mayor, back right after this.
I'm gonna keep drinking until I'm petrified, and then maybe these tears will leave my eyes. There's a tear in my beer, cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering, shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 3 years? Or no money down, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
I have shed a million tears. You are on my lonely mind.
Todd, do you see what's going on here? So Alex and Marvin from Noble Roots Brewing, they brought in beer to taste, and they got these taste glasses that are, what are those, 6, 4 ounces?
Probably four.
4 ounces.
Too small.
No, that's what John just came here. He goes, can you fill this up again? Goes, those are pretty small glasses. I'm like, geez, John. It's also 6:50 in the morning, but that's okay. So John just tasted, you had the coffee one, which is rave reviews in
the
studio.
Todd loved it too.
Yes, I know. What's the other? And these are, you're introducing these at your party this weekend.
This weekend. So this one's Fleeting Glory. It's a hazy IPA. So in terms of IPA, there's not as much bitterness on the front end, but you get tons of hop flavor and aroma on the back end.
Tastes a little grapefruity. Is there something?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's, Citra hops will give a little grapefruit. It's honestly like, it's a lot of citrus fruit, almost like orange juice.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
That is awesome. And then the coffee blonde, and what is that one called?
Runic Reanimator.
All right. You're launching those or introducing those this weekend at your seventh anniversary party celebration. Now we've tasted it here in rave reviews. What else you got going on that day? You have music or?
Yep. We've got some live music, a solo artist named Johnny O playing from 4 to 7, likely out on our heated patio.
Yeah. I've been there. Yeah.
And by the way, coming up after you guys, this is like our whole beer theme today. Justin Kinnett. Justin, just say hello to these guys real quick here.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Justin.
You guys have all worked together at times, right?
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, you guys have attended the beer festival, and Noble Roots is one of actually my favorite local breweries, so right. I've partaken in their beers a few times.
Awesome.
I do want to say, your industry does get along.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's
they
great.
Depend on each other, it seems like, right?
Not so much in the paper converting business.
How about the mayoral business?
No, it's pretty much kill or be killed. But no, you've had little, even trolleys go around to you different.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think that's really cool that we showcase that. We sometimes showcase a lot of sports, and it's nice to know that we have entrepreneurs with very unique products.
If I could jump back to what I was talking to you guys about during the break, though, because Jim talks about, it's almost discouraging sometimes when he talks about how many people have great ideas, great enthusiasm, but there's a missing element, and they fail. What are your elements? If you could go back now and say how we could have made it better, what you're really glad you did, what you know what I mean? For somebody, let's say somebody else wants to do something like this, give us your advice to those people.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's obviously important for the beer industry, but really any business, you better be passionate about it, because if as an owner, you better be willing to put in the hours. And, you know, when we first opened, it was all family for everything, including behind the bar. It was always us. Now, you know, we have some employees in the tap room, but it's still, you know, myself and Marv doing the brewing, the kegging, the lots and lots and lots of cleaning.
Yeah, and like Alex said with that, is that, you know, like my son in New York, he does all our social media. One of our daughters does the donation requests. Our wives are doing apparel and doing scheduling. So we've still, when you start and you're going to start small, you better be 100% vested and be prepared to work a lot.
I think that's, you mentioned it. I just want to make one quick comment on the donation request. As soon as you're in business, boy, do they think you're printing money, don't they? Oh. And I teach that in my class. Matter of fact, we got the vocabulary quiz on Monday, but I'm like, we talk about philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And I think that's part of being a good business. And you guys are great at that. We're going to get to that with what you're doing in Scott. But I'm like, I just say to the students, before philanthropy comes profit. Yeah, you got to make money first. So tell us what you got going on. And that's this is going to be a great weekend. And we're going to come out and see you. But the Scott Memorial Park fundraiser, tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. A handful of weeks ago, we were approached about using our new venue out in the town of Scott to host a chili cook-off. So there's efforts to build a park off Muner Lane in town of Scott. Memorial Park. They have the park equipment secured, so they're really at this point trying to raise funds to transport that equipment and install it in the new place. So, technically we're just a venue, but we're helping organize and advertise for that event. It sounds like last I talked to them, they have 15 chilies signed up, and I think we're going to cap at 20.
Jim, are you in on this?
John, you must have done that. I tell you what.
Oh, tasting? Yeah, I've done that. But you make a great chili.
Yeah, I do. I was talking to these guys at break, though, about being the judge. And, man, and some of them are hot. And now, this thing's at 5 at night, right?
Yep, okay. 6 to 10.
6 to 10.
It's kind of an uncomfortable thing if you're a judge, because a lot of times the people are there looking at you.
Right, and then you're drinking the milk and eating the grapes to try to make them taste different. And they don't taste that different after a while.
I agree.
I did that. I did one, and it was in the morning. It was after a walk, and then it was like 9 in the morning. Packer wives all made chili.
I can't do chili. Tough being a judge.
But I mean, 17, you said?
I think 15 so far. I'm confident they'll get up to 20. We're sponsoring as well as Highland Howie's. Howie's will be there serving up some food. I think they're going to have some hot dogs. So, you can make yourself a nice chili dog.
Yep.
And some pulled pork. We'll be there serving beer, and then there'll obviously be some soda and water options, and then Tom Zelaski will be emceeing the event.
Do you guys have I'm not joking around, but it's like a taste testing group? Like let's give Bob and Hank and Charlie a call, and we got a new brew. How do you guys do that?
Well, that's what we use the Garage Series for.
Okay.
So when we make those batches, it's a single half barrel, so it's 120-ish pints. So we use our customers as our
just cut to the chase. That's what he's asking for. We get a doctor. We get a doctor on here. He's always like, "Well, I got this." He's always looking for free. So put him on your list. Have your brother in New York. Get him on your list.
We can make that happen.
And he will be there. I'll guarantee it.
So yeah, and our customers are more than willing to give us input on what's good and what they think is not good.
That's awesome.
All right. So you guys, this is
proud of you guys. I mean, seriously, starting your garage and doing this, that's awesome.
Thank you,
father, son, and you. You got the great products, and you obviously listen to your customers, and that's why 100%. You're so successful. And we're proud of you guys. So we're having this big 7th anniversary party Saturday, March 2nd. Mm-hmm. So that's the day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
From 2 to 9.
2 to 9.
All right, and you got these two beers you introduced, which are getting rave reviews here. Go ahead, Mark.
And then also a Caribbean Cruiser will be there. Our food truck will be there serving great food. Like I said, live music. Supposed to be 60 degrees.
I was
going to
say, the weather's on your side.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
we get lucky.
Fantastic.
Well, the harder you work, the luckier you get. So
That's true. You make your own luck, right?
Boy, do you. Well, that's great. And then we'll website or something that we can look at?
Yep. So www.noblerootsbrewing.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Noble Roots Brewing.
Well, Alex and Marvin, thank you so much for being here. You know, we like to spotlight, local businesses. We like to spotlight the ones that started up at the grassroots level or the ones that have survived for a lot of years because both have a lot in common. You know what I mean? I bet you guys can sit in a room and say, hey, did you ever do this and it flopped? Did you ever do this and it worked? So I think this is cool.
Common thread, you're part of the community.
And like I said, Jim teaches classes on this very thing. So it's really great having you guys here.
Yeah, this is fun.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for breakfast.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking more beer. We're talking more great stuff coming up with the Automobile Gallery's Shamrock Craft Beer Invitation. Back after this.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Thursday on Nightlight, I'm joined by author Brett Kissinger and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Vice President Ron Books. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m.
Yeah. It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.